All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm Tanya Smith with App Therapy Club, and I am super excited to bring to you part two, where we've been talking about six essential content systems to help you to really put together a content machine that allows you, especially as a part-time content creator, to get more quality content done in less time. So we're going to cover parts four through six. In our first episode, I'll make sure you have that link. We talked about parts one through three. So we covered things like, planning and organization, content creation and development, and then video and audio production. Those were the three big ticket items in my content machine. I'm going to tell you what the four through six items are next. So I'll join you on the other side of this short clip.
Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
Hey there, welcome back, folks. So we're going to talk about part four through six. What are the six systems that make up my personal content machine, and how can you create your own? And what will fall under those categories for you? Are there questions that you need to be considering? I'm going to suggest a few, and of course, I'll also suggest some of the top tools that I like to use, and make sure if you have questions that you add those to the chat or in the comments so that I can come back and make sure that you get the answers and the resources that you need. How about that? Okay, so when we talk about the next four systems, or three systems rather, social media management is number four in my toolkit. So the two tools that I would say I use the most, and here's the reason why this is important. Let me back up a little bit. When you're creating content, it's important to have a social media strategy these days, because that truly has become a critical an essential part of your visibility online. So one of the first places people will look is they will go to the digital space. They'll go online, they'll look for you on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. They'll find you, hopefully, and that way they can kind of check you out and vet you. So if they've seen something they think they like, they are going to want to validate that with social proof by scanning and seeing what you're talking about in your social. So what I like to use as a part-time content creator to help me to really keep my sanity, I don't want to be on all of the platforms all the time. So I do use a scheduling tool called Vista Social. So I'll share this with you real quick here so that you can see what it looks like. So Vista Social is a fairly new, compared to most platforms, a fairly new platform that was out on AppSumo. I was able to get it for a lifetime deal, and I'm so excited and pumped up that I have this thing, because it gives you so many different options. On a high level, I'll tell you that it allows me not only to create social media posts in formats like static images, carousels, but it also gives us the ability to be able to take our short clips that we've created for video. It compresses them so we don't have to worry about doing all of that. And we can literally schedule out our reels, our TikToks, our video shorts on YouTube, along with the other types of posts that I want to create. So one of the things that I am absolutely just, so one of my favorite parts of the tool is the ability to be able to see the calendar, so that I can kind of see, like, what have I been posting? What am I planning on posting? It gives you ideas for different types of special days, like, look, toothache day. I don't know what that is, but it gives you a lot of versatility in being able to make sure that you're not stumbling all over yourself as you're creating content, but also to do so in a very organized manner. So I love that I am able to really get a feel for the content strategy and to see visually what I've posted, where I have empty spots and gaps, and what needs to go out. I can do all of that inside of Vista Social. So Vista Social is a plus and a must for me. The second one I use is called Video AI, VIDYOAI. And the reason why I like Video AI is because not only does it allow me to take my longer form live stream video content, when I go live on Thursdays, I'm going to have somewhere around a 40-minute or longer video ready to go afterwards, and I want that to be cut up into short clips that I can then promote over the 2 weeks after that live stream. So one of the things that Video AI allows me to do is to do that quickly. Opus Clip is another one that I have and that I use as well. But the reason why I like Video AI so much is because not only does it allow me to create the clip, but it also gives me the capability of being able to schedule it out. So it has an AI feature that will create a caption for you and schedule this onto the platform of your choice. So any of these that you see right here, and I'll show you kind of the back end of that, right? So you can create your clips in here. You can actually use different templates that they have, or you can create your own. And once you've done that, let me see if I can find a few of those posts. You're actually able to schedule those using their scheduler. So I'm going to show you right here, for example, some that we've created. Let's see, I've created one here. When I'm ready to share this, check this out. I can say, hey, give me a description, like generate an AI description based on what the clip content is. And then I can have it scheduled to the platforms of my choice. So there's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it, it's all here. That is one of the reasons why this lands in the top of my tech stack when it comes to social media management and scheduling. So as you're thinking about questions for your own social media management, here's one. How can these tools that I'm using save me time while ensuring that consistent and engaging content is being published across my social media platforms? Now, I used to be a big stickler for making sure I had something out there every day, and I know that's the advice, but I will tell you, I'm seeing that there is definitely a mood swing right now in the industry. There's a lot of people who are just overloaded and done with doing it every day. And so if you choose not to schedule everything, and you saw in my calendar, I had some blank spots, I've decided to give myself grace. Now, if you're outsourcing and you have a team that can do this for you, great. But I'm not going to take every day of my life and be on social. I've just made a decision that I'm okay with having higher quality content be out there in the social verse instead of worrying so much about having the quantity. So you want to think about what's important and priority for you. And yes, you do need to have some content out there and you do want it to be quality, but what tools are you using to help you to get to that point? What strategies can I adopt to effectively repurpose my long form content into engaging clips? So if it's not Video AI or Opus Clip or something else, how are you managing to take that longer content that you might be creating, even if it's a blog post that's in writing, and convert that into smaller bites so that it can continue to work for you? Number three is, how do analytics feature, and this is going to bleed into my section four or five on analytics and performance tracking, but how do I know that the tools that I'm using are informing the content strategy and helping me to optimize and to make tweaks when I need to for my social media presence? Okay, let's talk about section five, analyzing and performance tracking. So that's the part five of my content machine, is analytics and performance tracking. The two high priority tools in my tech stack would be Google Analytics, because Google Analytics is the OG of tracking your site's performance, right? So if you have a website or if you have landing pages, et cetera, and you've got Google tracking codes in the back end of that, it can give you a lot of information to help you to know whether or not your work is in vain or if you're really getting the traction that you want. Metricool, however, is one of my hidden gems that a lot of people may not know about. It was another tool that I was able to get on AppSumo, y'all. I'm telling you, when I come on and do an alert about a particular tool, make sure you listen, because I've had this now for several years, and now I know a lot of people that want it, but they say it's too expensive. So I'm gonna share with you real quick screen share of what this looks like. So Metricool is very nice for giving you reports of what is going on with your social. What's the impact? You can kind of see over here a picture of a dashboard. Now, I'm not sharing my personal metrics and all of that stuff, but in addition for you to you being able to get the reporting and the analytics, you can also use this as a scheduler. It's not my favorite when it comes to scheduling, but one of the things that I do like about the scheduling tool in Metricool is that it will help you to select the best hours and hashtags, especially when it comes to Instagram, as well as Facebook and Twitter, if you're using Twitter or X. So those would be golden nuggets that you can get from using something like Metricool, because then as you're making those posts, you know it's going to be at the best time of day according to your audience and your specific social platforms. I also love that they do now have a mobile app available, so that makes things really easy. But the important thing is, even if you're not using something like Metricool or the Google Analytics, which I just think you really need to do Google Analytics. Please remember to do something like Google Analytics, or make sure you're using a Facebook Pixel if that's your jam. But the thing is, you need to know how well or not so well your content is doing. Like, is it hitting the mark? Is it driving people to the spaces that you want them to be driven to? Is it helping to attract them to the spaces where they're going to be able to buy from you and invest in more of an experience with you? So a couple of questions. One, how can I leverage tools like Google Analytics to gain deeper insights into my audience's behavior and preferences on my website? Like, if people prefer to see information that's at the top of the page, or maybe they prefer to see it at the bottom of the page, and I'm noticing that I haven't put it down there, haven't put it at the top, and I need to make a move. How does this inform the way your landing pages are set up? How can I leverage Google Analytics to gain deeper insights into my audience's behavior and the way they prefer to consume content on my websites or landing pages? Number two, in what ways can these type of analytics that I'm using in the different tools that I have help me to understand my social media engagement and growth patterns? Number three, how can I use data from the tool of my choice to make better informed decisions about future content and marketing strategies? Those are questions you need to be asking yourself as you decide on the tool or tools that should be in your tech stack. Finally, number six, part six of my content machine is learning and growth. Now, there's not going to be a specific tool necessarily, but I will say this, as you're thinking about your stack, right? The thing that I found to be very pertinent is that there are trusted advisors in my field of expertise and those that complement my niche that I want to follow so that I can stay on top of different trends. There may be articles, there may be newsletters, there may be books, there may be workshops, but I'm constantly trying to stay on top of my game. So how do I go about doing that? Now, the way I do it may be different for you, but you'll want to use tools to help you to find different influencers. And there are definitely some out there. I'll give you an example. So I'll share this one with you. Spark Toro. Here, we'll pull that up. Spark Toro allows you to actually find people who are talking about the things that you talk about, or maybe there's content that complements what you talk about that you really want to learn more about. So who are the influencers in your space? Where are you able to actually find people that you consider to be trusted advisors and professionals that have attracted the audience that you also want to attract, so that you can really stay on top of trends and make sure that you're remaining competitive and relevant in your space? Another thing that I actually use besides this particular tool is I visit sites like Reddit and Quora. Now, again, keeping in mind that I'm looking for trusted advisors, people who are constantly, I can tell, I know that they are reading, they are learning, they're staying on top of, you know, what the different platforms are doing. So you may not always get that on sites like Reddit and Quora. Those are particularly more opinionated versus fact-based in some instances. So you do need to be careful about that. But really, the goal is to choose at least five, somewhere between three and five trusted advisors that you want to follow, and then make sure you're putting something together that allows you to stay in tune with when they're going live or when they're, you know, launching a new workshop. So there were a couple of people in particular that I was following all last year because I knew that there was a specific workshop that was coming up this year that I wanted to invest in, and I saved my money so that I could be able to invest in that and be in their space this year. So who are your trusted advisors is the question. Number two, the second part of my content machine in the learning and growth space is podcasts and newsletters. So just like I want to create a newsletter that is effective and engaging and provides relevant information, I need to read more. I need to listen to other podcasts more and hear what other people are sharing and the way in which they're sharing it, so that I can make sure that I'm constantly improving the way that I communicate, both in writing and through visual and audio methods. When you're thinking about how you can effectively create good content, especially as a part-time content creator, you also want to think about how can I incorporate learning into my weekly routine so I can stay ahead in the content marketing trends and tools. And that's one of the resources. I want to be a resource for you for content strategy. And hopefully, as we move through the next several weeks and episodes, as our strategy begins to form about how we can best deliver this content to you, that is going to be really effective, and you'll find me in your top list of trusted advisors. Also, you want to think about what criteria do you want to use to select your mentors or your advisors, the ones that align with your values and with your professional growth goals. And then finally, how can you make decisions on which podcasts, which newsletters, which books to read that complement your learning style so that you can absorb information in the most engaging way for you? These are questions you want to ask yourself. So I hope that you have been able to get a lot from these six essential content systems that are in my content machine. You've got the tools. Now it's time to unleash your own creativity and to put your own content machine together. So I definitely want to hear from you. What are you putting into your content machine? What is going to go in all six systems? And I'm going to go through the six systems one more time so that you recall what those are. If you haven't watched the first episode about the systems, I want you to go back and watch episode one. This is part two. So part one, system one, is planning and organization. System two is content creation and development. System three is video and audio production. And then we walk through four through six today: social media management, analytics and performance tracking, and finally your learning and growth system. So what is in your machine? What's creating your content machine? Remember, it's not always about using specific tools, even though I love to talk about digital tools and apps. It's also about finding the resources that resonate best with your unique style and with who you are as an individual. So go ahead, test things out. Let me know how it goes. And whatever can bring you ease, efficiency, and some joy in the process, that should be a part of your content creation journey. That should become essential to the way in which you create content on the daily and the weekly and the monthly. And if you ever feel stuck or you just want to share some wins, I am all ears. We invite you to definitely join in on our Content Creators Cafe Pro plan, which I'll make sure that I add information about here in the description for this podcast and this video. All right, that's all I got. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of App Therapy Club, and we look forward to seeing you on our next episode. If you've got ideas or you have a question that you want to ask, make sure you go ahead and share that with us, either here in the comments, or you can go to the channel that I'll list for you and leave us a voicemail with your question or idea so that we can consider that for our next episode. All right, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.